You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. The federal government is looking into whether a Florida school district violated privacy law by sharing student data with the county sheriff's department. An investigation by the Tampa Bay Times found that the Pasco County School District shared grades, discipline records, and attendance with the sheriff's office, which then used the data to create a list of potential future criminals. Amelia Vance is with the nonprofit Future of Privacy Forum. She said such data sharing disproportionately affects students of color.
One of the things that I was really thankful that Congressman Bobby Scott pointed out in his letter to the Department of Education, urging them to investigate this matter, was that this data sharing risks subjecting students, especially Black and Latino students, to excessive law enforcement interactions and stigmatization.
The pipeline to prison, basically.
Exactly.
Tell us about the idea behind this, the predictive policing concept, which is basically, right, that if you have enough data, you can determine what is likely to happen to a child as they get older? I mean, it seems like there could be some flaws in that already.
Especially because the research that's listed in the Pasco County Sheriff's manual includes risk factors such as antisocial parents and siblings, socioeconomically deprived. This is, you know, a series of risk factors that could apply to a number of students that are never going to commit a crime. To take all of those students, label them at risk, and then have that information shared with law enforcement is just a recipe for stigmatization of those students. And as you mentioned, pushing them further towards that school-to-prison pipeline.
A lot of schools presumably have access to a lot more data after the last year of remote schooling and new software-based tools. Could this overall increase in data collection add to the problem or the temptation of law enforcement to want all of it?
It could certainly lead to that data feeding into that early warning system, potentially labeling students at risk because maybe, you know, missing 3 days of class in a quarter increase the risk level of a student just a slight amount, and then that list of at-risk students is going to the sheriff's office. And so, well, none of this is contingent on the remote learning that has been occurring, the extra data collection does perhaps enhance the likelihood of a student being labeled at risk.
Amelia Vance is with the nonprofit Future of Privacy Forum. The Pasco County School District told us, quote, "We strive to strike the right balance with mutual information sharing as we make every effort to meet our top priority, keeping students safe." More of their statement at marketplacetech.org. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.